This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From me to you, hello, howdy do. How do you like that little rhyme? Ladies, pretty good, huh? From me to you, how do you do? It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen with the rhymes. Jennifer Horn is rhyme and reason for her. And Victoria being here. Jay's off today. This is an example of how this whole program is built around how you can win at life with ideas, suggestions, discussions about the ups and the downs of life. Step one, however, in the How to Win at Life rule book is let people do what they need to do to make them happy. Mind your own business and do what you need to do to make yourself happy. That's it. How could it be more simple than that? Leave people alone, mind your own business, take care of yourself. That would be the watchword for the day. I think we all do that. Don't think you do that?
Yeah, but what about other people? Stay in your lane, take care of yourself. I don't know. I think that's good.
Yeah.
But I think that's actually the problem right now, is that everybody's selfish and just focusing on themselves.
I don't think that that's what it's made. No, I don't see that that's what's here.
I'm going to do me.
If you're not going to be, if you aren't happy, you're not. Nobody else is going to be happy being around you.
Yeah, I think that's true.
That's kind of the interpretation, I think, not the other interpretation. Be. Do something to make yourself happy, because it's like the oxygen in an airplane. If you don't take it yourself first, you're not going to be able to help anybody else. I think that's kind of where that came from, if you take my interpretation and take it for what it's worth. Here's something else. We've been talking a lot. I managed to work in my American Family Farmer program with ideas, but because it's all about family food and the farm, and the podcast, by the way, is available at American Family Farmer show.com. The continuing focus on methane gas, and I brought up some stuff about how little the average cow or cows in general are contributing, even though there are those who would have you believe that dairy farmers are the root of all evil. Dairy farmers aren't. Big ag is because of the concentration. But here's what's going on in Congress that you may or may not know about. I'm guessing most people don't know about it. I received this from Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen, who's a Republican from Oklahoma. His memo to farmers makes it clear that the proposals that are scheduled to be included in the spending bill, which we're talking about, Manchin managed to KO the most recent version of it. It's called Build Back Better. Did you know that? That's another government. That's what the bill is called.
Well, that's the Biden plan, yeah, the Build Back Better plan.
Congress is now considering, because they want to eliminate fossil fuel problems, quote-unquote, that they would, Congress in this bill, would have the government impose a fee on methane emissions, including agricultural emissions. The estimated cost to dairy farmers for every dairy cow would be $650 and $500 for every pig. So that would be the end, complete end, of the dairy business in America. Wipe it out. It would be the end of pig farming in America. Wipe it out. So, if you don't want this to happen,
but this guy's skewing a lot too, because he's, you know, clearly he's against the Biden plan. And he's a Republican, so he's skewing a lot. This is actually going after factory farming, which is what we talked about earlier.
I don't have a problem
with
that.
This is not going
after. But it
also
goes. Yes, it is. It's going after all farmers. The family farmer should be exempt. Is the underscore here? This is the whole business about government being involved and using the methane gas thing as a reason to... There are a lot of people, Victoria, that are trying to get rid of... They don't want... The vegetarian groups don't want cows to exist. They want... They're anti-dairying groups say that milk is bad for you, or milk should be saved for the cow and the calf and not for people. No, there's all kinds of nutty stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's not like the majority, though. That's a fringe. Those are fringe groups on either side.
If you look at who gets elected to office, you think those people represent the majority of these nut birds that make it through?
In the
primaries, because people don't understand that primary voting is more important than the general election, because that's where you weed out the nut birds from the people who are serious, and more often than not, the nut birds make a lot of noise, and they get their supporters to vote for them, and that's why we have, one of the reasons we have the horrible situation of these crazies, like, what's her face from, that I think is attractive, but she's a nut bird. What's her name? Green?
Liz Cheney.
Oh, jeez.
No, not Liz Cheney. The other one.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Taylor Greene.
You just said nut bird, and I said Liz Cheney. No, but I think to your point, Doug, this is interesting because over the last, and I don't know why, maybe it's just all chance, but it, just looking through people's Instagram stories, I've seen many more people who are saying, please stop eating beef, don't eat beef as much, even if you cut down beef, one, you know, because of the environmental impact of cows. And I always thought to myself, I'm like, okay, I get it, you know, it's maybe good for your health to cut down beef and all this, but when do cows really become the enemy of these groups? I mean, they go pretty hard after. Are you trying to wipe out the species, or if factory farming
didn't exist, then you would not have these. You wouldn't have these environmental issues, and you wouldn't have people going after what and conflating the Doug farm where cows are wandering around. They're lumping everybody in to one thing, and that's the problem.
And because
you know,
people are so far removed from the farm,
that's also
as we've matured. People now don't know anything about farming, and that's one of the reasons I open up my farm every weekend, so people can come see the animals and understand what goes on, the equipment and all the things that are necessary to run a farm in a place like Framingham, Massachusetts. But it goes not only around New England, but New York State, the places in Pennsylvania where they really have great family farms still. The further out in the Midwest you go, the bigger the farms and the less likely they are to connect with the average person. They connect with their constituents, but they don't connect with the average person because the average person isn't connected to the farm anymore. Until the pandemic, most people didn't pay attention to where the food came from. You ask a youngster 3, 4, 5 years old, where's the food come from? It's the grocery store. And we learned the hard way that's not the case. So it's just, it's more.
Well, just so you know, just to fact check this, that guy Mullen that you have talked about,
yes,
he's been fact checked on his statements on Facebook, and it's not true at all.
Facebook is pretty, I wouldn't use
no, that. No, I'm saying his Facebook sucks. No, guys, listen, what I'm saying is his posts were on Facebook. They have been fact-checked.
What posts are we talking about, though? All of them or some of them?
What you're talking about the animal, agriculture tax, that is not included in this. This is something this guy has been saying.
Well, there is a tax on animals that the EPA wants to institute, whether it's in this bill or some other bill. I don't know what the dollar amount is that's correct, but there shouldn't be any tax. The tax mentality puts people out of business, and farmers can't afford right now. You heard me say yesterday or the day before, the average family farm, 82% of the income that those families have comes from off-farm jobs because they can't afford to keep the farm going because they keep getting chiseled down in what they get for their products by Big Ag. Even if Big Ag controls the farmers, but even the markets are controlled by these people. That's why so many dairy farmers have gone out of business, because Big Ag and the government collude together to make it difficult. And here's another example. If the government wants to tax these animals and tax
their farmers, they're not taxing them. This has already been fact-checked. We need to talk about facts. In the Build Back Better Act, Doug, listen, in the Build Back Better
Act, I'm not talking about this act. I'm talking in general.
The proposal is to tax methane fees on oil and natural gas industries. Cow and dairy farmers, beef farmers do not get taxed.
There are other bills that are floating around.
Okay, that's fine. But I think we're talking about this guy Mullen, then we should, you know, talk about what he's posting that's incorrect.
So, but the whole idea of supporting the farm and supporting where our food comes from or ought to come from is the focus. Now, and all the taxation discussion that we keep having because the tax
no one's going to show up at your
that.
Farm and count your cows and give you a bill. That's the bottom line. That's not happening.
This is kind of interesting,
the
though.
The state of Massachusetts is interested in doing that. Go ahead, Jennifer.
So, okay, so there's like a little bit. So just what Victoria's saying, just to jump on here, is that a lot of the headlines today, like as of a couple of days ago, they say Democrats likely to ditch U.S. methane fee amid opposition. So there's a proposal to impose a methane fee, but that would be on U.S. oil and gas producers, as Victoria is indicating that it's more about that. Still, I kind of don't understand why this is a thing anyway. I mean, if you go into the broader problem and something that affects every single person, even though indirectly, obviously, or directly, farming impacts every single person. But why in the world are we doing something to make gas more expensive? I mean, this is another issue. I was in an Uber yesterday, and this Uber driver's like, I have to drive for X amount of hours before I can even make money because a tank of gas is costing me $75. And he's like, this is ridiculous. I don't know how we're going to stay in business or how we're going to stay functional and making money. Why is this administration so key on making it more expensive to get gas to people? Right.
And then they talk about inflation. And then you look at, I just got my property tax bill. If you don't think that's a way to gouge the amount that we are, the taxes, I believe in sales tax, I think it's most equitable, but real estate taxes, really? I'm paying thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a year on land that I own, and I get the rubbish picked up once a week, the police if I need them, and the streets plowed in the wintertime. That's what I get for my thousands and thousands of dollars.
Well, and you're supporting a lot of schools, and you're living in a city.
But I don't have, why am I paying for schools?
Well,
I'm long
that's
since.
Why I rent. What's the point? Yeah. We don't have kids. We're not having kids. Why am I going to start supporting?
Well, through your rent,
my taxes?
You're
going to
be paying it. But the whole mentality of taxing is so corrupt because it doesn't serve the public good the way that it ought to, and it just goes out. It's a way to marginalize groups and have people made fun of, if you will, or ridiculed. We have a big problem with this, and we haven't addressed it properly. 18 after the hour.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on select shipping supplies like bubble roll and premium shipping boxes. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/30. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make $200 to $300.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code LANE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code LANE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LANE.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's 23 at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan doing Jay's work. Jay is not with us because her voice won't support being on the air, but she has profiled or gone through all of the social media items and come up with the following. Apparently, Jennifer, the city of Los Angeles, I missed this last weekend when I was there, had a small dong march. And... So
I mean, I know LA invitation.
LA will drop a parade on you at like the drop of a hat, but like the small dong march. This is
Who came up with it? Has to be West Hollywood. Is it West Hollywood?
Throngs of dongs. Let's see here.
San Clemente City Council.
That's Orange County. That's a little fancy for a small dong march.
Right.
You know what they say. All the people, all those guys with lots of money and fast cars, you know.
Was it on display, these things? Or, like, so everybody could see, like, did everybody have a magnifying glass on the sidelines? Or
I didn't go that deeply into it, if you'll pardon the pun.
I saw pictures of people holding, I mean, there were guys dressed up as large dongs, and there were people supported with, you know, holding up signs.
Was Jeff Bezos there?
I don't know. But see, the thing is, like, there were a lot of people who actually showed up to this, and this is apparently to end shaming on small penises. But, like, if you're a dude, and this is maybe your lot in life, do you really want to put it on blast like this?
No.
There are people dressing up.
There are parties
so
in New York, and this was profiled on Page Six not long ago. They have women organized parties in New York looking for guys who are well endowed. I'm a little uncomfortable talking about this, but I just think that it's a... Well, go ahead, Jennifer.
Just to do a little fact check, this was not held in San Clemente. Yeah. This is the Surfer Bros who pitched a statue of Paul Walker to the San Clemente City Council, put this on. This was actually in LA, which makes more sense because San Clemente seems way too classy a community for a... Small dog.
One of those marches?
Right.
Yeah, I love that these two YouTube guys, Chad and JT, they claim that, you know, that they don't suffer from having small dongs. They just support the movement. It's so bizarre.
Right.
And there were
really
women.
Bizarre.
There were women holding signs.
I think we should have a protest against these people. What do you think? Should we have a counter-protest?
Sure. Let's do it.
Uh-huh. All right. Speaking of that, Sex and the City is being revived again. And apparently... there are conversations, as there are everywhere else, about diversity, And one of the things that people are talking about on the set is diversity. And this is Kathy Ang, who's opened up about it. I don't know which role she plays.
She's new, I think.
Certainly know Sarah Jessica Parker and all these other people that are in it, but apparently there are others that are new characters that are being brought in, and some of them
are Lily. I think she plays Charlotte and Harry's daughter, Lily, who was adopted from China on the show.
Yeah.
And so I think that this is the actress who's playing the sort of grown-up version now, because all these, what they were little kids the last time we saw them, and now they're in high school and college. So I think she's the actress playing Lily.
What more is leaking out about Big and Sarah Jessica Parker's character? Are they together?
We don't know. They filmed scenes together in Paris, and then he has not been seen since, and he's been posting pictures on his Instagram of him filming for The Equalizer. So I think he has a much bigger role in this season of The Equalizer.
Yes.
And
he's also being courted by Dick Wolf to come back in the revival of Law & Order, the original.
Yeah.
They want to get him back. And Jesse Green, a lot of the original people, they want to try to get back. So whether he can work it in, a lot of these guys do two or three things at the same time. Run from one set to
in
another.
In some way, it seems like it's the end of Carrie and Big. We just don't know how it's going to happen yet.
Uh-oh. That sounds dangerous. All right, so there it is. When is this coming out, by the way?
December. HBO Max.
December.
It's not a movie. It's a series.
Get ready.
HBO Max, December.
Okay.
Yep.
Get ready. It's 28.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An airline flight from New York City to Southern California made an emergency landing after a passenger attacked a flight attendant Wednesday evening. American Airlines reported flight 976 from Kennedy Airport to John Wayne Airport in Santa Ana was diverted to Denver, Colorado following the altercation. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee launched an investigation into the National School Boards Association on Wednesday, seeking all documents and communications between the association, the White House, and the Justice Department. The committee will investigate the paper trail that led to Attorney General Merrick Garland to mobilize the FBI and U.S. prosecutors to investigate local school board protests. Researchers at Ryerson are reporting a cheap genetically available antidepressant may reduce the risk of severe COVID-19. Known as fluvoxamine, we're less likely to progress to severe disease and require hospitalization. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ohio Representative Republican Jim Jordan is troubled that the Attorney General of the United States has put the Department of Justice onto parents for exercising their First Amendment rights. Mr. Jordan on Newsmax Wednesday.
Well, what he didn't tell you in that answer he gave in the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing today is he didn't tell you that the only reason he did the memo was because of the school board's letter to the President of the United States. That was the catalyst. That was his only evidence, because we asked him that question. Was there any evidence, any data that you used to make this decision to do this? The only evidence was the school board's letter that they've now apologized for actually sending. They apologized in one paragraph two times. You never see that. We regret and apologize for the letter. We apologize for the strain this has caused you at local school board. So much strain that you've had now. The State of Ohio School Boards Association pulled out of this organization, as have other school board associations in several other states. So this is the concern, the chilling impact this will have on First Amendment activity of moms and dads showing up at a school board meeting saying, we don't like this racist, hate America curriculum taught to our students, taught to our kids. That's what this is about. And the fact that he won't rescind it, which is frankly the only right thing to do, I think is very troubling. And we're going to keep, every single Republican, Bob, on our committee signed a letter to the Attorney General yesterday asking him to rescind this memo. I'm so glad that Senator Grassley asked him that same question. It's unfortunate that he gave the wrong answer.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton told Attorney General Merrick Garland on Wednesday he needs to resign. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's a 3 and a 4 on the clock, ladies. What does that mean? The inside scoop is at 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. No matter what else you might be attracted to in terms of listening, you won't find a better experience, I can say that, but with confidence. Yeah. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a special. We have a station in Canton, New York. And the reason I'm pointing out my interest in Canton, New York, is that it is on the 45th parallel, which means what, ladies? You know what it means to be on the 45th parallel?
Nope.
Nope.
No. Latitude, come on. Longitude. So yeah. What's at the 45th?
The 45th parallel.
Is that like Niagara Falls?
It's a little south of Niagara Falls. It's the exact distance equally between the North Pole and the equator.
Hmm.
Exactly the same number of miles.
A little south of the Niagara Falls, yeah.
Yeah. Why? What are you laughing at?
Because it's a little south. You said it was a little south, sure.
It is a little south. Yes.
So why is that significant?
I just think it's an interesting. It doesn't have to be. Why does everything have to be significant?
I don't know. You brought it up like it was a big deal, so I'm waiting
and
for
like
the punchline.
Like it has a title,
here.
Like instead of saying 45 longitude, 45
right,
latitude.
Right, just acknowledging the people listening
parallel.
In Canton, New York. That's what I was doing.
Okay.
Highlighting them.
Hello,
okay.
Canton, New York.
Hello.
Hi, Canton, New York. How do you do? It's the DJV program. I think I said that once already or twice. The Federal Communications Commission is voting to halt the China telecom operation in the United States. Why is this significant to you? Victoria Keelan is happy to explain. This is about as bad as it gets when it comes to China, and at least somebody someplace is acknowledging, and not for the first time, that we need to be focused on what the Chinese government is doing, because they own all of the means of production, all the company, everything is owned by the government. So when you talk about China telecom, you're talking about the government. So I don't want somebody to send me an article, oh, you're a prejudiced racist because you call it China telecom. That's what it's called. And the government owns it, and
yes,
they're using
owned,
it to access
yes, exactly.
you. Anybody who buys one of their cheap-ass television sets, you're just inviting them to watch whatever it is. You know what it reminds me of? A scene from the movie with Gene Hackman, Will Smith, and
Enemy of the State.
Yeah, thank you. Enemy of the State.
Very good.
Yeah.
But, I don't remember if I've ever seen it. I just know that I know
you
what you're
see
talking
it.
About.
John Voight is a
isn't it sort of like
guy.
A Hunt for Red October continuation or something?
No.
Is it in that family?
No, No, but it's a good. Hackman is superb as he always is, but he's really a great character.
He was great.
Will Smith.
Gene Hackman's a great actor.
Yeah, and Smith was really good in it, and John Voight was a fabulous bad guy. And so anyway, but the reason I bring it up is because. The theme, the sub-theme, the sum-plot is that Hackman is a tech guy, and he figures out how you can plant things in people's houses so that you can be watched by the government. And, hello.
Yeah, it's called a Vizio TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, wow, I hate to bash Vizio.
Right art.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to bash Vizio, but, like, it's,
why?
I mean, the white hat,
they should be
white hat hackers have gone through the ins and outs of every Vizio model, and there is literally, if, unless you go into the settings yourself and turn it off, the default settings of Vizio TVs absolutely allows the Chinese government to know exact. Now, it's not like a camera, like they're watching you sitting on the TV watching them. It's not like that. But what they can do is they can access every program you watch. They can access your hard drive, your Wi-Fi, because everyone's TV is hooked up to the internet. They can know what you shop for. I mean, it is
amazing.
Big Brother on such a level that I don't even think most Americans even understand.
Uh-uh.
And so that's why I'm always bashing Vizio. And the reason that they're the most popular TV in America is because they're the cheapest.
And cheap.
When you had to pay $2,000
for a flat screen. And you don't think the Chinese figured that out?
Of course. So yeah. they sell you a $200 flat screen, and it lasts a long time. It's a decent quality TV. And people go to Costco and buy one for every room. I mean, that's, you know... But again, it's like dollar store mentality. Everybody wants cheap stuff, and this is the price you pay.
Yep. All right. Also, speaking of the price you pay, we've been talking a lot in the last few days about the new tax code and who's going to get taxed more according to whatever proposal has been presented. But do you realize that these bills that are all focused on your taxes and how much you're going to pay in taxes, this has been something that they've fiddled around with it for a couple of weeks. Most of the time, when you find, usually the rewrite of taxes starts right after an election and takes almost up until the next election for pretty obvious reasons. So these people are trying to jam in all of this stuff in a way that isn't getting public response. And it really isn't getting scrutiny from even we laugh about the people in Congress. What is it? Nancy Pelosi says, we'll pass the bill and then we'll read it later. That's kind of what this is about. Another one of those deals that you should now be more cognizant of because it's not a good. We're not in a good place when it comes to that sort of thing. Also, speaking of not being in a good place, the FDA this week issued strict safety requirements for breast implants. I guess the mandate is that patients have to get more information about what could happen if this thing, what, starts. I don't know that much about them, although I know, I probably shouldn't say that.
You're not a fan of them, right?
No, I think that they're, I don't, it's like holding onto a baseball in most circumstances. Is that too much information? Maybe.
No, I think, wasn't it Kathy Griffin years ago who described them as, like, a lot of women in L.A. just look like they have two angry grapefruits on their chest?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the few funny things she actually just said.
Yeah,
anyway,
but this is important, though. I don't know. Jen, have you noticed how many celebrities on Instagram have had explant surgery?
Yeah, getting rid of them.
They're having them removed. And I mean, we were just talking off the air about... Well, Claire Crawley, who was the Bachelorette a couple seasons ago, she has had, apparently, for the last 5 years...
No relation to the Crawleys on Downton Abbey.
Definitely not.
Different. Different.
So she's had all of these really strange symptoms, like rashes all over her body, above her eyes, like crazy things. And her white blood cell count has been elevated for 5 years. And they finally, her doctors narrowed it down. It was the breast implants. She had them removed... And her symptoms were better within a few days. So a lot of women are experiencing that. Chrissy Teigen had hers taken out, I guess it's about a year and a half ago now. It just seems to be that explant surgery is kind of like all the rage now. A lot of women are just going natural.
By the way, listening reminder, for those of you who have been listening to me for a long time, we'll do our version of the Monster Mash on the Friday DJV program.
Thank God.
Early in the morning. Thank you very much.
It's already in my calendar.
Good. That's it. We'll do it. Probably around 6:30 Eastern time. All right, Phil, you got that all?
Wake up and tune in for that.
That's it. Yep.
It's like a radio talent show. Hold the talent.
Thank you. The pumpkin carving that's going on this week, be careful. Something dangerous. Matter of fact, apparently pumpkin carving is the top cause of Halloween injuries.
That is
people
awful.
Stick knives
jam
into
that
the
knife
pumpkin
in there.
And your hands on the other side. So
well, a lot of times they're like a handsaw that you have to use to carve, and that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And forget if you actually want to buy one of those dumb pumpkin
Some people use drills.
Kits, those do not work.
Saws. Circular saws. Electric stuff. Yeah. Not a great idea. The fate of Carly Lloyd, U.S. soccer champion. Apparently the women's team beat the snot out of the South Koreans, huh? Is that something you ladies are following? This is a big deal.
Well, this is a big deal because Carly Lloyd has now retired, and she's one of the greatest female soccer players of all time, and especially the fact that she's from the U.S. has got, because we don't have David Beckham's running around, you know, left, right, and center.
No.
So to have somebody on this level, I know, right? To have somebody at this level, she ranks second in the world for the most ever international appearances. She played in 315 games. She scored 134 goals with the U.S., and she's got a couple of Olympic gold medals, and she's got, I think, two-time World Cup champion. So, yeah, she's a legend in the sport, and so a lot of people have been, you know,
paying
cheering
tribute.
Her on as she, 39, she's retired.
Question of the hour for those who are in Florida and elsewhere. Why is it you in Florida, or why is the state of Florida now the place in our country that has the lowest COVID rate, given what was going on? This is a, I don't know if conundrum's the right word for it, confusing. Because there's been a lot of eyes on Florida, both up and down. It was
but
up
like, who's
and
left
down.
In Florida who hasn't had COVID at this point?
Is that what it is? Is that
I think they must have reached herd immunity at this point, right?
Well, there are a lot of people in Florida that did have it. Does Ron DeSantis deserve the credit? He's taking it, but whether or not he deserves the credit. But it's the lowest COVID-19
rate
in the country.
Well, I think the reason that he takes the credit is because
and California's second.
Shut down. Yeah, well, and that's what people are drawing correlations between. Like, okay, California's had the most restrictive measures, shutting people down, shutting schools down, shutting businesses down. Florida didn't do any of that. And Florida and California have fared mostly the same when you look at the rates of COVID. So why did we shut everything down?
Hello. Yeah.
You know, and it's really easy to compare our two states, because a lot of times people want to compare California to New Hampshire, which is just not going to be the same thing. You've got to the only states that you can really compare on a grand scale are California, Florida, New York, and Texas when you have these big states. So California and Florida doing the same and having such different mentalities and how to lead through, it makes you wonder what the heck we were doing in California.
Hmm. Well, makes you wonder what we were doing. There are other 48 states, as far as that's concerned. Who's paying attention to what? Let's move to New Jersey, home of a new film studio. Apparently Netflix wants to become a producer. Most of the time, what most people don't know is that it says Netflix presents on the program. That doesn't mean they produced it. Most of the production is done by the companies that own the big networks. For example, NBC Universal. That's where tons of television shows are made. CBS, the same thing. CBS Studios, ABC to a lesser extent, but still, they are the ones that produce and make. Fox has huge studios, and they're making stuff for everybody.
Netflix has the most originals. They're called Netflix Originals, and they're produced by Netflix.
Right. CBS is calling their shows CBS Originals now too.
Right. Yeah. For Paramount Plus. And Paramount Plus has their own originals. Peacock has a few. Yeah. Probably less than everybody else. But yeah, I mean, Netflix is ramping up because they've realized that the way to make real money is and to keep
control
people on
the
platform is if you're putting out original content that you can't get anywhere else. And that's, you know,
The means of production, though. It's just like the food business or anything else. If you control the means of production, you cut out 30% of your expenses because you're hiring somebody else to do it, no matter what it is. So now they bought a farm. About 300 acres. No, it's a farming base. Sorry.
This is right near me. I know Phil's in our ear. But, this is actually Fort Monmouth, which was built in 1917. And this is just an abandoned, very spooky army barracks.
Maybe they make spooky Halloween films there.
Yeah.
It's 48 past the hour.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message.
The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
53 past the hour now on the DJV program. DJV Health in the Focus with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. The question comes on the different types of tests that are available now and what you have to have to travel. How do you, and for your own peace of mind, as much as anything else, have you got it or not? And so there are a couple of different ways to check it out. You want to explain, Ken, so that the average layman gets it?
Sure. Again, about the testing. You're testing for the antigen, whether you have active disease or the antibody, whether you've been exposed in the past or you've been vaccinated. And most of us have been through an antigen test to see if we have COVID. But what gets really confusing, and what actually the FDA and CDC are asking the public not to do unless they're in a research test, is to test your antibodies. Because the hope, and I think in the next 3 to 6 months we'll have this, but the real hope would be if we could do a simple blood test and tell Doug Steffen that you're immune from COVID-19 and it doesn't matter what you do because your immune system is revved up and ready to fight, you're not going to get COVID-19. And that's our goal, that we can test your immune system and say you have enough in your immune system right now between your cell immunity, your protein immunity, all of the complexities of the immune system to fight COVID-19. And that's the goal of getting these antibody tests. And we have some of them now. We don't really know what they mean yet. And only if you're in a research study would I recommend getting one, because you just don't know yet how to interpret them, or you're a lot smarter than everybody else.
All right. So that clarifies that. Next question. Would you eat fresh onions today, now, this week?
Well, If they were unlabeled, I would definitely not. The CDC this week urged all of us to throw away any unlabeled onions as officials investigated.
Why would you throw them away? That's outrageous. Well, bring them back to the store and get your money back.
Okay,
throw them away.
Yes. Salmonella, it's linked to a Mexican imported vegetables that has sickened hundreds. So that's even better. You know, the CDC did say to throw them away, but bring them back and get your money back.
Well, the thing that really is, I look at this, it's a massive outbreak, by the way. 652 people have been infected so far this past week, 37 states. And the real question here is, and I'm saying this sort of from the farmer point of view, why would we buy onions, put them in a truck, and ship them to Iowa, which is where this all started, and have them packaged in Iowa for distribution, when in fact, either Iowa or Idaho, I think it was Idaho, in fact, Idaho has fabulous soil, and onions grow very well there, so why wouldn't you just grow the onions in Idaho? And because it was the shipping and the packaging causes the problem. It's not the quality of the onion, but that's the whole thing that makes no sense to anybody who thinks it through, right?
I was hoping you would answer that for me, because I was wondering myself.
Yeah.
The CDC's urging no one to eat, sell, or serve red, white, or yellow onions imported from Mexico. But I was wondering,
why would you buy them?
Why are we importing
them? Part of the problem is that the big ag industries have made it very difficult for you as the consumer to know where stuff comes from. They don't want any more than products that are made in China now. It doesn't say made in China anymore. It says made in the PC, the PRC, which is the People's Republic of China. Same thing, but most people aren't smart enough to figure that out. Oh, that's not made in China. I'll buy that. Well, the same thing is true of your food supply. If they hadn't told you these onions were from Mexico, you wouldn't know it because it doesn't say so on the packages as they're distributed. So here we go again with a lack of knowledge that is fostered on us by a big ag, like trying to keep you from knowing where your food comes from. And there's a reason for it, because it's cheaper to grow an onion. Can you imagine? Cheaper to grow the onions in Mexico, put them in a truck, and haul them to Idaho, and package them and sell them, than it is to grow the onions in Idaho. Does that make any sense? Doesn't make any sense to me. But the bottom line here is kind of suggesting, if you want to eat onions that are fresh, if they're packaged, don't buy them, don't eat them, bring them back. If they're on the counter, you're going to a farm and you're buying them from the farmer, there's no problem. And if they're open out in the display without being in packaging, you're okay. But, you know, it really begs the question, Ken, as to why in the world are we doing things the way we do. So you gave me a little time for my bully pulpit and my farming focus. So thank you for that, because this really is your time. And I should have given it to you. Questions for Dr. Ken on DJV Health.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.